This is St. Louis Public Radio. The City of Maple Woods nuisance ordinance is the subject of two lawsuits, which claims the policy discriminates against some of its residents. Depending on who you're talking to, the ordinance is hailed as a way to keep residents safe or a tool for keeping undesirable residents out. St. Louis Public Radio's Jenny Simone Casas reports.
Owen Scholar became a Maplewood homeowner 2 years ago.
Between the school district and just a persona of being a progressive city, Maplewood really did sell me.
But he says his vision of the city changed this spring when the lawsuits were announced. City codes across the country have nuisance ordinances, usually to regulate anything from overgrown grass to drug dealing. In Maplewood, it also includes provisions against excessive calls to the police. The suits allege the way the city enforces the ordinance discriminates against people of color, people with disabilities, and victims of domestic violence.
Come to find out that these ordinances were on the books was definitely not the community I signed up for.
Kalila Jackson is a staff attorney with the Equal Housing and Opportunity Council, which brought one of the suits. She says both cases shined a light on Maplewood's policy for people like Scholar all over St. Louis. In particular, the provision that defines a nuisance as more than 2 911 calls in 6 months for domestic violence.
We shouldn't be weaponizing our municipal governments to determine who our neighbors are. There are ways for landlords to remove problem tenants. We should use the existing policies.
Being a nuisance in Maplewood can be tied to your occupancy permit. Everyone who lives in Maplewood has to have one by law, and it's essentially a form to register with the city. If a resident of Maplewood is deemed a nuisance, the city can take away their occupancy permit for up to 6 months, meaning they have to move. Jackson believes it's one of a kind in the nation.
As far as we can tell, Maplewood is the only one that says people can no longer live within the boundaries of the city if they are deemed a nuisance.
City Attorney Craig Biesterfeld says Maplewood pulled the current language from another city's nuisance ordinance, probably somewhere in St. Louis, though he can't remember where.
This is not language the city of Maplewood came up with. This is language that is in thousands of ordinances across the country.
Either way, critics say the city isn't following federal standards. Last year, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development issued best practices for local governments on nuisance ordinances. They warn against punishing 911 calls, especially from victims of domestic violence. City officials say Maplewood hasn't enforced any nuisance provision against a victim of abuse, and City Manager Marty Corcoran says it's an effective tool for cracking down on problem properties.
Obviously, the occupancy permits, the nuisance ordinances, has prevented properties from deteriorating and providing a safe, peaceful place for residents to live in this community.
Take Maplewood homeowner Jason Myers. About 6 years ago, he had a problem neighbor.
It was one of those households where there were so many people coming and going that you didn't really know who lived there and who didn't.
Through calls to the police, Myers was able to push the city to take up nuisance proceedings against the family.
I don't know how we would have gotten rid of those neighbors otherwise. Those are definitely not people we wanted in this neighborhood.
Myers says he wouldn't be opposed to amending the ordinance, but he can't support getting rid of it wholesale. Amy Peterson disagrees. In her 10 years living in Maplewood, she's seen the nuisance ordinance used to evict or threaten eviction against three of her neighbors. From what she could tell, all three were victims of domestic violence.
I think that what I learned from all of these experiences is that it's a bad idea to call the police when there's domestic violence. I quite honestly have stopped calling if I don't think that there's somebody bleeding on the floor or anything.
Changes to the city's nuisance ordinance won't happen anytime soon, at least not through the courts. Both lawsuits are still in their early stages. I'm Jenny Simone Casas, St. Louis Public Radio.